Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from Emory and Henry College, WEHC FM 90.7. This is your college and community station. We're in Emory, Virginia, in the southwest corner of Virginia. For those of you on the web, look us up and see where we are. And if you'd like to hear this streaming on the web, you can, if you're away. Go to the Emory Henry website and click on WEHC, and then you'll find the button to play the streaming radio shows. You can also email me, and I can tell you how to find old shows on the web. It's H Baya, that's my last name, B-A-Y-A, H-B-A-Y-A at ehc.edu, emoryhenrycollege.edu. So if you want to email me, please do. Tonight's show is a mix as usual. There's going to be some fairly recent things. A couple of songs go back into the 40s, 1940s, 50s, 60s, 80s, 70s, you name it, we got it. Lots of stuff. These are, as usual, I play my favorite songs. Wombats and Music, I love to explain every week. The Wombats is my excuse to put in anything I want that's odd or strange, a reading, a poem, a humor song. It's not just music. This week, I don't have a wombat with me, so it's going to be pretty much straight music. We're going to start off with a song I've played many times on this show, although it's been probably 6 months, I think. This is Spanish Dancer by Patti Scialfa. She's Bruce Springsteen's wife. She was at the Super Bowl a year ago. She performed with Bruce Springsteen. She's a tall, attractive redhead. She's about 60 now, and she was with the E Street Band. They got married in 88. They have children, she and Bruce Springsteen. I love this song. It's just a favorite of mine for numerous reasons. And I like her voice. I like the arrangement. It just gets to me. So I know that we don't all share the same likes and dislikes, but I hope that some of you like this song like I do. And if not, I hope you like some of the others I'll be playing tonight. So I'm going to start off with Patti Scialfa singing Spanish Dancer.
Spanish dancer, steps I follow when he comes near. A red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Opens his arms and gathers in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. I'm still frightened of the dark divide. Never be worthy of. But all those illusions strip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pour my roses down for me. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers. Like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them.
That was Patti Scalfa singing Spanish Dancer. There's some great lines in there. The two that strike me most, one is the one where she says, I walked where love commanded me. Boy, that's what a lot of us do and what I think we're supposed to do most of the time, but sometimes you can get in some strange situations doing that, and who knows? Anyway, the other line I like a lot was the one where she's talking to her mother, and she says, did you ever love a man so much that he was just, you know, beyond compare? Then she said, then you find out he's just a man after all. I thought that's another little bit of poetry in transition, sort of obsession moving into awareness. I love this stuff. The next song, by the way, was from 1993. Patti Scalfa wrote that and recorded it in 1993. The next song is from 1961. It's Dion, famous for Dion and the Belmonts. This is his only number one song, and it's on the list of Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Hits. It's called Run Around Sue. He wrote it for a party, and he says, even though his wife's name is Susan, he's been married to her right along since early on, he says that this song is not about her. It's about another girlfriend named Roberta. Mm-hmm. He also had some other hits, The Wanderer, and then he had a sort of a dry spell. He didn't have any hits for a long time, Dion. Then he had Abraham, Martin, and John in 1968, and I've played that. His real name was Dion DiMucci, and he was born about a week and a half before I was in the same year, so we're the same age, almost exactly. Got to be a good man. Must have been a vintage month. So here we go with Dion and the Belmonts, a doo-wop song from 1961.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey! Hey, whoa, hey, 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 whoa, hey, 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 whoa, hey, 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 hey,
la, 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 la,
hey, hey, bum, hey, 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 bum, hey, 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 bum, hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
away from a runaround sewer. Yeah, hey, my missing hey, lips and a smile on face. The touch of our hand hey, and this girl's one phrase. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a runaround sewer.
Whoa,
away from a runaround sewer, so play that hey, hard. Hey, yeah, keep away hey, from this girl. Hey, I know, know hey, what hey, you'll do. Hey, keep away hey, from soup. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. She goes out with other guys. She's the moral hey, and a story hey, from that guy who knows. Ask any fool like she ever knew to say I keep away from a run around sewer. Yeah, stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now? Whoa,
Run Around Sue by Dion from 1961. We're going to jump ahead a little bit now to, let's see, what year was this? 1988. Rod Stewart singing Forever Young. Interesting song. My interpretation of it is that he's talking about when you're in love or have a crush or fantasy about someone while you're young and they're young. And then as you age, they're forever young for you. Your image of them, your sort of the persona they are to you is forever young. And there's some truth in that. I have found that to be so. So this is Rod Stewart singing that song. Interesting enough, he wrote the song, recorded it, became a big hit, and then some people pointed out that it was the same song Bob Dylan had written. And so Bob Dylan's people sued or something, and they finally agreed, and Rod Stewart gave co-authorship rights to Bob Dylan. But Rod Stewart says, I didn't know Bob Dylan had written it. I guess I heard it and copied it. So, interesting. But anyway, it was one of his big hits. Rod Stewart's English, he's had 16 top 10 hits in England, been quite successful there. But in the U.S., he's also had a number of hits, but not as successful. I like this song a lot. Rod Stewart, Forever Young.
And may sunshine and
Forever Young by Rod Stewart. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from Emory & Henry Cottage in Emory, Virginia. And I've got some more stuff coming up I like to talk about and let you hear. I remember something my mother told me once. Mother was not one for giving wise statements as a rule, but every now and then she'd come out with one. And she said, "You can be happy if you have to do what you enjoy doing." Well, that struck me as interesting. And I have to listen to these songs when I play them. And I love listening to these songs. It's like I'm being forced to listen to things that I really, really want to hear. That's why I pick them out. And I often listen to them several times during the week before I play them for you. But I've got earphones on, and I can hear them real clearly. And they're great stuff for me. This is the next one up is from Jimmy Cliff. He is a reggae and ska singer. You have to Google that one if you want to find out what ska is. He's also an actor and plays instruments. The song is called "I Can See Clearly Now." And in looking it up, I found out that it was a big hit in 1972 by Johnny Nash. And then Jimmy Cliff came along in 1993 and recorded this version. And it's there's a sense of happiness, freedom, progress. There's a line there where he says, "I can see all obstacles in my way." It doesn't say it's a clear path. It just says he can see what's in the way, as opposed to bumping into things that you don't know are there. And there's some other lines in here that sort of give you a sense of freedom and progress and the way you kind of hope things are. It's a happy song. Jimmy Cliff singing, "I Can See Clearly Now." "I Can See Clearly Now," Jimmy Cliff. We're now going to jump back Jump back 44 years. That song was recorded in 1993. We're going back to 1949, and I'm going to play Mule Train by Frankie Lane. Mule Train was a classic in my mind. I was very young and heard the song and just loved it. It turns out it was a very popular song with a number of singers. Frankie Lane, I think, may have had the biggest hit, but it's hard to say because Tennessee Ernie Ford, Vaughn Monroe, various popular singers at the time sang versions of this song, and they all got on a lot of airplay on the radio. The song, as I looked it up, I found out that it was one of the breakthrough songs. It was one of the first songs to be a hit song that had a lot of studio effects as opposed to the sound effects that were there when the song was recorded. The whip cracking and some of the other stuff that's in the song. It's a story of a man, he's got a mule train, he's bringing goods, supplies. Remember, before there were trains and airplanes and trucks and stuff, all the stuff had to be hauled out by something like a mule train. And he's taking stuff out to people in the far lands. I like one line there about a calico dress for a pretty Navajo. Obviously, culture was changing. Here was an Indian woman who was acknowledged as pretty and buying a dress from a mail order house. So things were changing at this point in time when the song is set, prior to cars and all that stuff. Here we go with Mule Train by Frankie Lane.
Mule Train. Stop, clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, you get along, you train. Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you all! Drop, clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border, a pair of boots for someone who had to make the order, a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you
Mule Train by Frankie Lane, 1949. You can hear not only is the whip sound, but also the clippity-cloppity sound, that the horse's hooves or the mule's hooves. That was also added in the studio. Now we're going to jump ahead just a little bit, 3 years, to 1952. This is Glowworm by the Mills Brothers, and I looked it up. Strange song. It was originally written in 1902 in Germany. It's a German song. And then it was used in a musical in 1920, The Girl Behind the Counter, and then became a hit in 1949 when the Mills Brothers sang it. I get a kick out of this song. I like the song, but also it's how often do you sing about bugs? I mean, butterflies a little bit, but still, we don't talk about the romantic life of butterflies. But this gets into the romantic life of glowworms. I mean, the fact that the little glowworm is glowing as apparently a way of attracting a mate. And the song sort of says, you know, we should all be doing something like that. So, if you like insects, or anyway, I won't get into it. There's a whole probably genre of things you could say about interaction with insects that are inappropriate, but this song kind of gets close. So this is Glowworm by the Mills Brothers from 1952.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wander. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Fly a fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boweevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, the Mills Brothers, 1952. Now we're going to go back to 1949 again. This is Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. Riders in the Sky is one of the more haunting songs I've ever heard. It just has a very mysterious quality. And amazingly, it's been recorded by over 50 artists. Almost every famous artist has done a version of this. Well, that's not true, but a lot of people have done it. And Vaughn Monroe was a trumpet player. He went to Carnegie Tech, oddly enough. He had his own band. Here's the note. 50 other performers have recorded this song. A lot of the big names, like Frankie Lane, we just heard. He did a version of it. And I suspect some of them were almost as good as this one. But this is the one I remember. So this is Riders in the Sky. It's also known as Ghost Riders in the Sky. And like I say, I think it has a wonderfully haunting feel to it.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbi-yi-oh, loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. In the sky.
That was Vaughn Monroe singing Ghost Riders in the Sky. Good time to take a little break and tell you about some other shows. This is the summer schedule here at WEHC, and so we don't have all the shows we have in the fall and spring, but still some great stuff on. Following me on Monday nights, my show's on Monday nights at 7, Wombats and Music, and also on Saturdays at 1. I think occasionally I get played on Thursday afternoon, but not regularly anymore. But Saturdays at 1, this show will be repeated, and Monday nights at 7. Following me at 8 is a show called Local Music Scene. Lori Price, I think her name is, and she plays local bands, people that are performing in the area, and also any group that's come through this area. So she tries to catch the music that you hear around here, and some great stuff. I borrowed a couple of her songs to put on my show. So if you have want to stay on the air after this show tonight, just stay on. You'll hear Lori Price with Local Music Scene. Notes from the Underground is on, let's see what night that is, Wednesday nights from 9 to 10. I spoke to the man who's doing that show, and he's going to put a variety of stuff on. He has a variety of stuff. It should be interesting. Tim White's Bluegrass Hour is on Sunday nights from 9 to 10. And then every day, Tuesday through Friday, at 6:30 is Audio Bookworm. And that's Rob Chamberlain reading. Last I talked to him, he was reading Tom Sawyer's book. Well, the book, Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer. I'm not sure if he's finished that or not, but that's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 6:30. You can hear him. My show repeats on Saturday. I mentioned that. There are lots of other interesting shows going on this summer. Check out the schedule on WEHC and tune in when you get a chance. Well, I wanted that as a segue because the next song is certainly not like Riders in the Sky, but then again, what is? But here we're going to go with something quite different. This is The Platters. And The Platters are a group from the 50s, 50s songs, sort of early doo-wop. And this particular song is Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's from a 1933 operetta called Roberta. And it's been sung by many artists, many of the most famous blues artists and performers, Frank Sinatra, people like that. I happen to like this particular recording a lot, although some of the others are wonderful in their own different way. This one has that 50s feel to it, as The Platters always did. And so this is Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Platters, recorded in 1958.
Ask me how I knew my true love.
Finish there for the Platters, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. There's some lines in there I like. One is, all who love are blind. Wow, that says a lot. And then, when your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. You can't see clearly. So that's a powerful statement about being in love and how it blinds you. And is that good or bad? Well, I think most people would say it's good, because if that's the price you pay, pay the price. That's my advice. Let's see what's next. I certainly was blinded a few times. Next coming up is a country music song that I've got a big, always liked a lot. It's Johnny Lee singing Picking Up Strangers. Here's another lesson, a life's lesson for you. Sort of like, watch out when you pick up strangers. You never know what they're going to get from you. You know, I mean, they may just be out to take advantage of you, to steal from you, or to hurt you. Or you may pick up somebody and find you're in love. You weren't planning on that. You were just out for a good time, and you picked up a stranger, and whoops, life is on a different path. So that's the message from Johnny Lee. This is one of Johnny Lee's first hits. He had quite a career. This was made for a movie, Coast to Coast. He sang with Mickey Gilley for many years, and then he kind of, I read up on his life, he kind of had a hard time. He couldn't get recording contracts or things, but then he moved to Branson, Missouri, which is a country music center, and now he has a show. He's doing well. He's having fun. Sounds like his life is really going along. This is one of his first hits. It's called Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee.
Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. The next thing you know, one'll steal your heart away. Sometimes this old life, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. And on that highway, you meet a lot of strangers, you pass a lot of dangers on your way home. Picking up strangers, Let me tell you about the dangers. If you don't like taking chances, then you better keep moving on, my friend. Picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. Some just come with these, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart away.
Picking up strangers.
Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do.
Picking up strangers.
Let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. Next thing you know, steal your heart.
Picking up strangers.
Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get. Never know what.
Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee. There's a lesson in there. I mean, what happens if you're already in a relationship? Maybe you're even in love. You're happy. Things are going great. And somehow along the line, you pick up a stranger and they steal your heart away. What are you supposed to do about that? Bad scene. Unfortunate experience. So, but it happens. It does happen, I think. And then the question of duty, responsibility, caring, commitment, all those things come up. I haven't had too many occasions of that, I regret to say. Well, maybe I'm happy to say, but I've seen it happen. I've been on the other side a few times. So picking up strangers is indeed a dangerous occupation, but it happens. Now we're moving on to what happens after you picked up the stranger, or what happens when you're in love, and what's it feel like? And, of course, everyone would like to explain what it's like. I think this song catches a particular part of it. It's called Stranger in Paradise. And another one of those songs that was sung by many people. The two most popular versions were by Tony Bennett, the one I'm going to play, and The Four Aces. It's been used in many movies. It's just a great song to stick into a movie where there's someone who's in love or entranced. So here's a person telling what it's like during the time when you're deep into the infatuation and blinded, I guess, from the earlier song, in the middle of the blindness and when things are going well, this is what you might say.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare somewhere. Until I know there's a chance that you care, won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair, from all that I hunger for. But open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
Stranger in Paradise by Tony Bennett. Now we're going to move into something poignant. This is Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. Jim Croce was from an Italian family in Philadelphia. He went to Villanova and fell in love with a Jewish woman and converted to Judaism. And he had a rough time. He was into music for a while, and he dropped out, and he didn't like the kind of music he had to make. And he was a construction worker at times. And you know, he finally got back rolling again. He met a man, Maury Mulhaizen, and the two of them got together, began to make music. And Jim Croce caught on fire. He wasn't even 30 years old, and his career just began to take off. And he did the Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, some other things. And this was his last song, Time in a Bottle. He and Maury were hopping all over the U.S., putting on shows, making money. And the plane they were in crashed, and they both died, along with everyone else on the plane. It was a small commercial plane, and they think the pilot had a heart attack or something. He was 30 years old. And this was his last song, and it went on to become a number one hit. It was his posthumous number one hit. It was written for his unborn son. So think about that. Here's a poignant song by a man who didn't live to see its success, written for his unborn son.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. Except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
Time in a Bottle, 1973, Jim Croce. The next song is one I don't know anything about. Well, I do sort of know something about it. I think I've mentioned before on this show that back in the late 70s, early 80s, I subscribed to Warner Brothers Records, used to put out a series of samplers. And every month or so in the mail, I'd get a sampler, a long play record, with a collection of all sorts of songs on it, many of which had not been released. And some of them went on to be big hits. And others I never heard of again. I play them every now and then. There's some wonderful things I bumped into I never would have heard otherwise. And this is one of them. It's called So Good to Be With You. I couldn't find anything on Google. I couldn't find anything in iTunes or YouTube. I can't find a thing about this song. But I could go back someday, and I will, and go through all those old sampler records and find out which one I got it off of, because that's where I got it. And anyway, I liked it, and so I marked it, and I recorded it onto a digital copy so I could put on the show. And I call it So Good to Be With You, because that's the main words I hear in the song. It's kind of half country and half pop. See what you think.
I've seen sorrows and misfortunes in my troubled days. I've seen blindness and mistrust lead to separate ways. Then I've been up my eyes and this feeling's coming through. And that's why I feel so good to be with you. Well, there've been times I tried to hide my face because I felt afraid. To bother to ask for someone's help because I felt ashamed. I ain't afraid to say it now inside. I know that's true, and that's why I feel so good to be with you. Lost out in the cold, but with fears and dark discouragements driven deep inside my soul. I paid the price of loneliness. I know what I can do. And that's why I feel so good to be with you. I know there's some folks do to hate themselves. They'd never trust a friend. They put their faith in fortune. There was a beat in the end. Because everyone needs someone. Just know that simple truth. And that's why it feels good to be with you. I've seen sorrows and misfortunes in my troubled days. I've seen blindness and distrust lead to separate ways. And then I'd open up my eyes and this feeling's coming through. And that's why I feel so good to be with you. And that's why I feel so good to be with you.
That was So Good to Be With You by The Unknown Singer. That's all we've got time for this week. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1. If you'd like to join us again next week, I hope you will, where we will be once again celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Good night.